Aloha, everybody. This is Eva Andrade. I'm the president of Hawaii Family Forum, and I'm sitting here with Jim Hochberg, who is going to give us a brief update on the court hearing on the Kale versus
Calvary Chapel Central, Oahu.
There you go. Okay, so he's just going to give us a brief update on what happened and what we can look forward to in the next few months.
So in April, around the 20th of April, we got notice that the Intermediate Court of Appeals scheduled an oral argument for May 19th. And so we had the oral argument on the 19th at the Supreme Court courtroom. And Mitch Kale's attorneys, Jim Bickerton and Stephen Tannenbaum, were there. And Eric Stanley and Jeremiah Gallus from ADF and I were in court representing the two churches. And if you remember, the issue is whether or not Mitch Kale and Holly Huber qualify to be plaintiffs in this case under the law that they're using. And we have argued from the beginning that they don't qualify and that the case should be thrown out. So that is what the appellate court was listening to, and that's what they're going to decide. So the rules are the appellate court does not have any specific deadline. The rules say that it would be nice if the appellate court could render a decision within 6 months, but they don't have to, and there's nothing if they don't. So maybe around the end of the year we'll get a opinion. There's three judges on the Intermediate Court of Appeals, so two of the three need to agree on one answer in order for that to be the prevailing answer. Maybe all three of them will agree. And so that's what we're waiting for there.
There is one clarification I think might be helpful for people. I was getting some questions from people that said, what is the nationwide effect if actually Holly and Mitch prevail? What is the potential effects to other states?
Immediately, nothing. And that's because they are not suing in federal court, and they're not suing under a federal law. They're suing under a state law in state court. So it only applies here. But they don't live here anymore. They now live in Michigan, I believe. And if they were to get the right to bring this kind of a claim under the law that we have here in Hawaii, most of the other states have similar laws, so they could start doing it elsewhere. And that was one of the arguments that we raised, which is they don't qualify. And this is not the kind of a use of this statute that the court should expand, because it would allow them, even just here in Hawaii, to sue the other 200 plus churches that they haven't yet sued that do use the schools. So it is the first time this sort of a statute has been applied to churches using schools. If they are found to have the right to bring the claim, it could cause like-minded people across the country to bring similar claims under the state statutes in the other states.
Okay, is there any call to action or anything that you would like people in the faith-based community to be doing right now other than praying?
Oh, well, actually that is the most important thing, because the process that the judges are going to be going through now until they come up with their decision is they need to talk together and identify what they think the proper result is. And when two of the three have agreed on that end result, then one of them will start writing. When the opinion is actually written and they all read it, they have the opportunity to actually have a different opinion based on what they're reading. So the process for the next several months, maybe through the end of the year, is one that it would be very, very good for the faith community to be praying for those three judges in particular on this case in particular.
All right, listeners, you've heard that straight from the horse's mouth. We're expecting a lot of people to be hitting their knees in prayer, and we will keep you posted if there's any updates on this issue. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to speaking with Jim again in the near future on various other issues that could potentially affect faith, family, and freedom here in Hawaii.